I wish to testify today of the fullness of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, which adds to the religious beliefs of other denominations, both Christian and non-Christian. This fullness was originally established by the Savior in his earthly ministry, but then there was a falling away. Some of the early apostles knew that an apostasy would occur before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Thessalonians, Paul wrote concerning this event, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first." With this falling away, priesthood keys were lost, and some precious doctrines of the church organized by the Savior were changed. Among these were baptism by immersion, receiving the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, the nature of the Godhead, that there are three distinct personages. All mankind will be resurrected through the atonement of Christ, both the just and the unjust. Continuous revelation that the heavens are not closed, and temple work for the living and the dead. The period that followed came to be known as the Dark Ages. This falling away was foreseen by the Apostle Peter, who declared that heaven must receive Jesus Christ until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Restitution would only be necessary if those precious things had been lost. In the centuries that followed, religious men came to recognize that there had been a gradual falling away from the church organized by Jesus Christ. Some of them suffered greatly for their beliefs in what came to be called the Reformation, a 16th century movement that aimed at reforming Western Christianity. This resulted in the separation of the Protestant churches from the main Christian church. Among these reformers was the Reverend John Lathrop, vicar of the Egerton Church in Kent, England. Incidentally, the prophet Joseph Smith was descendant from John Lathrop. In 1623, the Reverend Lathrop resigned his position because he questioned the authority of the Anglican Church to act in the name of God. As he read the Bible, he recognized that apostolic keys were not on the earth. In 1632, he became a minister of an illegal independent church and was put in prison. His wife died while he was in prison, and his orphan children pleaded with the bishop for his release. The bishop agreed to release Lathrop on condition that he leave the country. This he did, and with 32 members of his congregation, he sailed to America. Roger Williams, a 17th century pastor who founded Rhode Island, refused to continue as pastor in Providence on the ground that there was, quote, no regularly constituted church on the earth, nor any person authorized to administer any church ordinance, nor could there be until new apostles are sent by the great head of the church for whose coming he is seeking. These are but two religious scholars who recognized an apostasy from the church organized by Jesus Christ and the need for a restoration of the priesthood keys that had been lost. The Apostle John saw in vision a time when another angel would fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. This prophecy has been fulfilled because we believe the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored in our time by the prophet Joseph Smith. We wish to give all people an opportunity to know and accept this message.